Welcome to Leadership DNA, a podcast for those who aspire to be a better leader. Alongside Arturo Gomez, I'm Rob Cressy. Today's topic, the importance of empowering your team members. And Arturo, empowering those you work with is both obvious as well as nuanced. And the key is how you empower them, as well as the energy and mindset you bring to the table about it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think for me, leadership is about inspiring and empowering. Those are two words that I think resonate certainly with me. And I would say are probably two adjectives, words, descriptors that I think detail my life in leadership positions, that organizations will flourish to really, you know, extremely high levels when leaders emphasize that or their is to inspire and to empower. I think, you know, the other thing is that the organization, the outcome for the organization is ultimately going to be better when you have a team of people that are empowered, that are given the right tools to actually have success. The other thing that's achieved there is that when you're doing this, you traditionally not only are going to get those efficiencies within the organization, you're also going to get really happy, fulfilled staff members that are enjoying what they're doing. And I'm sure you're the same way, Rob. It's like I don't want people around me to think that whenever we come together that it's quote unquote work. You know, I spend more time with these individuals than I do with my family. And so to me, it should be a manner of treating people with guidance that allows them to be the best, you know, best versions of themselves.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll yes and that, because so much of what I do and what I've designed around my life is for work to not feel like work, because I can create a culture in a mission for what we are doing. And for me, so much of what I do is all around growth and helping people create better lives for themselves and everything around them. So I naturally surround myself with very inspiring people, driven people, mission-driven people, where they each have unique skill sets. I'm going to put them in the right places on the boat to where we can all be doing this together. And quite frankly, I want to empower those who are around me who are the best at what they do. And it's something that is a learned trait. And for a lot of people who are newer in this game, the difference between this is, air quotes, my baby, my business, and micromanaging everything for everybody versus we've talked about delegation, and I think empowering people is sort of the more energetic version of all of this. I don't want to be doing everything by design, and we just talked about this, Arturo. I don't want to make every decision. I don't want to have to do everything, because we're going to have systems and processes and core values for how we're doing things. And we want to do so in a way where we're really enjoying ourselves, because we are creating very high level everything. And for me, that's a standard of excellence that my attention to detail in all that I do is because I know that one, this is why somebody works with our companies, is because we are so good at what I do. And then number two, Arturo, I know there's people like you who are living this standard, and I know that you're doing things at the highest level. So I want to continue to do things at the highest level. And as part of that, we have to empower the people who are around us to do those things to allow us to create amazing results.
Yeah, I think if anybody in the corporate space or startup space or in the various kind of scenarios that we have for work and life, I guess, if you approach it from a coach standpoint, you know, the coach is this unselfish individual that their only job is to empower the right pieces to go out and perform. You know, Bill Belichick is not the one throwing the touchdown pass. He's also not running down the field and, you know, on a 50-yard, you know, touchdown run. what he is doing, though, is he's empowering his athletes and these individuals to actually perform on the field. And so I think if managers and people within corporate structure actually approach it from that way, because you're never going to have a coach take the accolades of a game that was won on the field. They're always going to push that to their athletes because they weren't on the field. They were making decisions. They've trained all week. They've trained all season. They've done the right things, provided the tools, empowered these individuals to be their best. And so I think it's a great way to look at this concept of how to empower the people around you.
Yeah, and I think that the inverse of this would be looking at micromanagement, something that I think almost everybody's experienced at some point in their life or their career. And there's a quote that I learned that I love. You inspect what you expect. So for me, I don't think about what I do in terms of micromanagement. I think about it in terms of accountability and performance. There are certain systems and processes or checks and balances that I'm going to put in with my team that are green lights that allow us to know when things are being done correctly. So you hear me talk about systems all the time. It's way easier to perform at a higher level when you can open up a checklist and go check, 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 boom, green light, moving on. And where I really learned this is when I was building out and running my content marketing agency. We were helping brands market to sports fans by creating content. So we were creating hundreds and thousands of articles and videos and podcasts, and a lot of them for clients. So imagine creating 40 short form videos for a client where we're taking 1 hour long podcast and going chop, 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 chop. We're producing it. We're adding in captions. We're adding in graphics. There's a lot of moving parts. Well, it's not hard to do this once. Okay, we're going to take one video and create one-minute video. But now let's do that 10 times in 1 week. And then we're going to do that every week for 4 weeks. So now we've got 40 videos. It's very easy to make small little errors and we don't think about it. And it's why when I teach brand building for thought leaders on how to launch a podcast, the name of my podcast or my name of my process and program is One Perfect Podcast. Why? Because how do you publish 1,000 podcast episodes? By doing the same process 1,000 times in a row. That's not micromanagement. That's inspecting what you expect. This is the process. This is our accountability. And it makes it a lot easier to actually perform your job because you know exactly the beats that you need to hit.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of truth and value in what you just said. And it's, one of the ways that I also think that people can quickly figure out whether they are empowering people around them is ask, because people are going to tell you truthfully if they feel like they've been given the right to. I mean, to me, it's empowerment is are you giving me the opportunity or us the opportunity to have success? To me, that's kind of plainly stated what empowerment means in this workspace or whatever. You're going to get a lot of feedback. You're going to get a lot of real conversation when you ask people, do you feel like you are being empowered to do your job? And see what they say.
And what if the answer is no?
Well, if the answer is no, then you have to be somebody that, is inquisitive enough and ask the right questions to really define what that no means. And if there's truth in that answer, and traditionally there always is. Traditionally there always is. And whether it's 100% that there's some deficiencies that need to be corrected, or that there's the interpretation of what empowerment means or the right tools are, can get defined as well too, but it opens up the dialogue and the conversation to actually getting closer to truly empowering people.
Yeah. And one of the things that I use both for my own company, as well as I teach with clients, and certainly when we're dealing with AI and ChatGPT, is we have a phrase called finding the holes in your boat. For a lot of people, when you hear about, am I empowering you? And they say no. It's like, oh my God, I almost don't want to know how I'm failing. Whereas we as leaders, we sit there and we say, yeah, it's probably not going to be comfortable if the people I'm working with say, no, you're not empowering me. But when you find the holes in your boat, you can then fix them and build a better boat. So for me as a leader, I am constantly excavating and on the search for where are there holes in my boat so that I can build a better boat.
That's exactly the way they approach it. Exactly.
So Arturo, let's get to the action item or takeaway. What's your action item or takeaway today?
Action item is going to be to go ahead and do that little audit. You know, ask the people around you if they feel like they're being given the proper tools to succeed.
Yeah, and for me, it's going to be a yes and on that, and it's going to be about checklists. If you want to empower your team better, you're going to have better systems and processes. And the simplest way that you can do that is by having checklists for what you do. So do you have checklists? If not, create your first one. In Arturo, we say this every episode. We love to hear from everybody because we love to collaborate. We love to support. We love to inspire. Where can everybody connect with you?
It's going to be best place. It's going to be LinkedIn, Arturo Gomez.
And on my end, you can hit me up on LinkedIn or Instagram @Rob Cressy.